Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. The West presented its own representatives for Islam. Why? Because it wanted to tarnish the reputation of Islam. You know, make it look scary, bad, evil, villainous. And so it presented all these terrorists as those who adhere strictly to the code of Islam. One of these representatives, namely ISIS, who were created, funded, armed, and supported in each and every way by America, a clear example of a terrorist group. They were obviously bloodthirsty. Now, America managed to kill two birds with one stone through ISIS. Number one, it managed to paint Islam as a violent and evil religion. And number two, it managed to kill a lot of Muslims because ISIS killed many more Shia and Sunni Muslims than any non-Muslims. That's right, I am more likely to be killed by ISIS than you if you're a non-Muslim watching this right now. ABC News has an interesting article on this matter. Now, we don't trust the mainstream media, but even they couldn't deny this fact. In the Middle East, Muslims are the most likely victims of both terrorism and counter-terrorism efforts. People would run one way to escape the guns of ISIS, only to run the other way to be hit by the bombs of America. We have to realize that ISIS and other such terrorist outfits are the tools of America, which help them to accomplish their goals, i.e. to kill more Muslims. Glad you stayed. Sister Spade.